The most action-packed content from the top mobile experts. This is the App Masters Podcast with Steve P. Young.
The world's best subscription apps use RevenueCat to power in-app purchases, manage customer data, and grow revenue on iOS, Android, and the web. With RevenueCat, I can easily see my most important metrics. What are those? That's install the trial the paid, and LTV. And now they have a new paywall feature that's going to make it easy for you to build high converting paywalls and, more importantly, A/B tests without needing a new build. Learn more at RevenueCat.com. That, once again, is RevenueCat.com. Notix is an audience re-engagement service based on web and in-app push notifications that work for both desktop and mobile devices. With Notix, website app owners and marketers can share their content and interact with their audiences in a highly engaging channel, while still having the opportunity to monetize both mobile and web subscribers. Learn more by visiting notix.co. That is notix.co. What is up, App Nation? Welcome to your favorite way to start a Friday morning, wherever you are in the world. Maybe you're ending your Friday, but welcome to our Friday YouTube live streams and podcast. If you can't watch the live streams, go ahead and make sure you're subscribed to the podcast because you can listen to the audio feed. But I would recommend watching the video, especially for this one, because we're going to talk all about ad creatives. They're so important. Whether you're running TikTok, Meta ads, ad creatives, the videos, the static images that you're using to run your ads are the most important piece of the entire puzzle. And so I brought on my friend to break it all down for you. He's a digital nomad and he's a web marketing coach. He's worked as a consultant and in ad agencies for years, having worked with the biggest brands in the world, running millions and millions of dollars of ad spend. So without further ado, let's bring in my friend, Ben. What's up, Ben? Welcome to the show.
Very cool introduction. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. And I've been a long time listener. So for me to be here right now, I'm very grateful for the opportunity. Thank you.
Oh, no, I'm grateful that you're here. We got some people already that want to say hi to. What's up, Five Live from Texas? Luis, always good to see you. Nurex is here too. We got people from Germany. Akuna Matata from Germany. Will you answer questions at the end that are specific? No. If you got questions, you know what I like to do, Ben, is ask them. I'm here for you. Me and Ben are here for you. And Adrian's here. What's up from Ireland? Luca from Italy. And then we've got George. I don't know where George is. He's always traveling. Waseem from Pakistan. So nobody's from... Oh, we got one from the States. But, all right, Ben. Well, let's break it all down, man. Well, let's break down the key ingredients of a top-performing ad.
Yeah. Well, there's many ingredients, but I would say, with my experience, there will be like four main ones, and that goes with any type of content, whether it's like a promotional video that's been filmed for professionally or a UGC ad, and we'll get into that. The four ingredients for top performing ads, I would say first one is the hook. That's super, super important. The hook is the first 3 seconds. So that's where you catch the attention. And I mean, arguably, that's probably the most important part of the ad because that's what shapes the rest of the ad as well. So the hook, first one, super important, first 3 seconds. And well, the more it goes, of course, the more there's rules to catch the attention. You want to try some different hooks or angles. So that's the first one. Second one, maybe more general a little bit, I want to call it elements. So when I refer to that, it's like, are you using a green screen? What kind of footage are you using? Are you using captions, subtitles, anything? Circled little sound effects, anything that adds value to your video, to your script, to the story you're trying to tell. So the elements in general, and of course that could mean many things, you know, like it's as I was saying, green screens or it goes everywhere. The third one maybe more I would say hard to see but easy to feel, it's emotional and psychological resonance. what does the ad generate? What kind of emotions the ad generates when you watch it? That one is very, very important, especially when you want to compare like a normal performing ad to a top performing ad. These kind of things are very, very, very important. Obviously, you cannot always have high emotions with every ad. Sometimes just some really, how can I say that? Like some psychological arguments can be enough to generate strong intention towards the ad. So that's what I'm trying to use here, emotional or psychological resonance, and we'll have some example to show you guys, so that will be easier. And of course, the last one, the call to action, and that's something sometimes that people tend to underestimate, but it's still super important. That's pretty much how you want to the ad to finish. That's what you want the user to do. So super important. And the best call to actions, you don't feel like it's a call to action. That's what makes a top performing ad. So it's not just download it now, because here we're talking about apps, of course. Could be something interesting, for example, like get ready to save money now. Of course, this one is very generic too, but you guys know what I'm saying. So it's not just to say download it, but do it an original way so people can remember and do the action.
Hey, Ben, have you done anything where if hook is the most important part, let's say you had the elements, the emotional, psychological resonance, the call to action, all that is, and you've just been playing around with the hook. Have you seen where it's just the footage is all the same, but the first 3 seconds, you just change it up and it made a key difference?
Absolutely, yeah. That's one thing that I've learned to do in the past, and that I keep on doing today. Whenever you create ads, especially UGC ads, user-generated content ads, that's easy to do. You want to try different hooks. So when you create your ad, you have the way I shape things is you have the hook, the intro, development, and call to action. Whenever I create some ads, I like to have different hooks, but these hooks can use the same development and same call to action. And even sometimes people can use different call to actions as well if they want to test many things. But the hooks, for sure, good idea to test it, test different ones, because yes, it can make a big difference sometimes. Absolutely.
Let me know if this is distracting to you. You're like, hey, what's this? I just want to highlight Ben's accomplishments as he's talking as well. Let's break down the hooks a little bit more. What type of hooks work the best?
Ooh, well, there's many. I have some little ones here for you guys. Strictly about mobile apps. And I'll tell you as well later how to find the best ads as well in your industry with mobile. That's something we'll get later on. But right now, if I can pitch a few ones, the first one, very simple, question and solution kind of hook. So, for example, I work with Unwell, which is like an email decluster kind of app. So let's use that, for example. Does your inbox look like this? So you show full inbox. Well, then listen to my free hack. Question solution works all the time. And that thing has been ongoing for a long, long time. It's not a new strategy, but it's really effective, especially when your app really answer to a problem. That is very strong. One thing, a second one that I really like, and that is specifically for a mobile app marketing. Depend what kind of campaigns you're running. If you're on Android or iOS, let's say we're using iOS, something like iPhone Hack Part 1, or depend what kind of app you have, iPhone hack they don't want you to know about. Some things they don't know about. No, then it has a little bit more of curiosity. This one, for example, what they don't want you to know about would be good for, like, you know, an app that helps you save on battery and stuff like that. Then you can say, hey, this app, Apple doesn't want you to know about it. Take a peek, listen to that. And then people, boom, you catch their attention. They're like, okay, what's going on? I know I'm using an iPhone. Okay, what is this app? What does it do? So that's the second one. Third one, this is how you. So you show right away how to solve your problem. And this is how you solve this problem.
Yeah, I love that.
This one is working great. For example, hey, this is how you organize your couple's life. You had a couple a few weeks ago. That could be a hook, for example, that would work fantastically for these kind of apps. Another one, how to. That's easy. I'm not going to go over that one because it's easy. But the fifth one, POV. This one is still very trendy. POV. And I like this one because you don't have to be super creative for that. You could literally film yourself not talking or during an inconvenient situation, depending what kind of problems you have, your app solve. But POV is very easy. It's like this trendy thing on TikTok. It's like point of view. I'm doing this. Or POV, for example, you're having problem managing your calendar with your girlfriend. Then boom, you go on with explaining things. So POV works organically as well as with ads if it's used properly, and it's easy to create. You just need to use Canva, you drop some captions and you're good to go. And then afterwards, boom, app showdown, app preview, sorry, and so on. These are the signs. Whoo, this one is really good too. These are the signs that you might need to get an app for meditation because you're too stressed out. So this thing is really powerful, and people always look out for, do I have these symptoms or not? So this works quite well. Second one, if you are X, then listen up. So if you are tired of not sleeping well, then listen up. I've got a free app for you. This is really good. I'm going to go with the last one.
Yeah.
This one is working still. I feel like it's been maybe overused, but it's still working because I've seen it working with ads. So I'm going to talk about it. Four reasons why I love this app. And then you go on with explaining the kind of benefits and so on. So very easy, but I feel like it's been overused. Maybe in a few months, it's not going to be as effective, but as so far right now, it's doing good. Maybe listeners have some different stories to share, but I would say these hooks right now are fantastically performing well. Yeah.
I like it. And yeah, do you want to talk about the verses or no?
The verses?
Yeah, we have split screen versus.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I have this one as well. Yeah. Well, this is not really like a nook. Well, I mean, we could use it as a nook. So this is trendy too. You could be like, you have two split screen, for example. Let me use Coupla because it's very easy to use, and the listeners probably know already about the app. You have on top, there's two split, the screen is split on two. So on top and bottom. On top, you have the couple arguing and blah, 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 and this and that. And on the bottom, they're having a good time. Same people, just different situation. And then you're like, okay, these people are not using Coupla. These people are using Coupla. And then for the rest of the ad, during the duration, you can go on and explain why it makes their life easier. Now, this is a very simple example. I could use different type of kind of examples, but the split screen can work very, very well. It's working super good organically as well. So for sure.
Do you want me to pull up any of the examples that you provided? Look, Ben took a lot of time to prepare all this stuff for us. Do you want me to pull up anything that you want to show an example of?
The ones we could show the example of the first one, Shippity. Shippity is a package tracking app. I made the ad actually, so that's maybe one of the reasons why we should show it. No, I'm joking, but I know it's working very well, very, very well. And then I can break it down for you guys just to explain you like with the four ingredients pillars how it works. Oh, I think I cannot hear the.
Yeah, sorry. The mom.
I'm not sure if the listeners can listen, but the beautiful thing is we're having subtitles here.
Yep. I love it. I mean, I think it's all stuff that we're used to seeing too, Ben. Like, oh, you'll break it down, but I'll start off. I think the thing I like about it is, you know, I see all these Ring footage as well, and people share it on Instagram as well. And you're leading with something that people are used to seeing, and then leading with, like, hey, here's the app. And so I will link it up in the show notes so that you guys can check it out. But Ben created this one. He shared this with me earlier and he's like, dude, this is working really well. And I'm like, I love this image or this video.
Thanks. Yeah, it's a good ad. The reason why I like this one is it doesn't feel like an ad. And that was my main challenge when we created that. So just to put you guys in context, Shippity is like a package tracking app, and we were running ads on different platforms. And basically, the reason why this video is working so well, to my opinion, is because we're using the angle of the Porsche pirates. The Porsche pirates are like people who are stealing Amazon packages and stuff like that. It's very trendy nowadays, unfortunately. And the problem that we had is that we had no footage at all. We did some videos in the past with some content creators and so on, but I didn't have any footages of Pirate Porsche and so on. So I started from scratch. I went and I took some stock videos and I tried to transfer them voluntarily into like lower quality videos. So when I went into CapCut, I played with the quality of the videos, the sound as well. I used Agen to get the voice instead of just taking the original TikTok voice, because again, I wanted to sound it more like someone who's giving you a tip. So the hook, when we go with the hook, this can we just restart the hook real quick? I can remember the first, this footage shows the last time, I think that was it. Yeah. This footage marked the last time when we were hit by a porch pirate. I think that's it. This footage marked the last time we were hit by a porch pirate. So every words there are important. This footage, when someone sees this footage, that looks like something more intimate, more like, hey, what's going on? Plus the video that accompanies that, it is a footage. It's actually like a camera, a home camera. And it seems like that's what it is. So you're like, oh, what's going on here? So it catches the attention right away and marked the last time. So that's like, hey, that thing that happened right there, that is the last time it happened. We have a solution right there. So, oh, okay, let's go. I'm all ears. And Porsche Pirate is something that anyone is concerned. I mean, 80% of Americans are doing online shopping. So obviously it's something that is bothering everyone. So because of these little elements, little things, it catches the attention. And then afterwards, you know, I had nothing. All I did is like screen record. I changed my mom's name on iPhone, and she was like my neighbor for a little bit, and we staged the whole thing, but it does look like a genuine tip. And then, so as for elements we have here, we have the captions, we have the subtitles, we have screen records, we have content transform via AI. Those are the elements as well as
package tracking. I love that you're searching for best package tracking. App, yes, and then boom, showing the screenshot of Shippity. Brilliant move.
It's just like I didn't want it to be too like, hey, there's a problem, here's a solution. It's like, right. What can I do? What's okay? I need to find the best. This one. Oh, this one is free as well. Let's download it. So that's like the path of the ad. And when we go at the third pillar of the forfeit agreement, because remember, we have the hook, we have the elements. Now we're going with the emotional resonance. What are the emotions that are getting generated? That's very easy. It's anger. It's when you see like the Porsche pirate, you're like, oh, that's annoying. Yeah. You just want,
and you had the middle finger. You had the guy putting the middle finger. I love that image too.
And yeah, well, you know what? The funny thing is I use that image because cameras, in the videos, it says cameras aren't working well. Well, that's kind of true. If someone sees that he's getting filmed, well, he might just do the finger and leave with the package, you know. But I didn't have that package. That photo didn't exist. I took a stock photo from someone who was robbing a bank. I think that was the photo was showing. And I took like a screenshot of a video where you can see some Amazon packages. And by the way, guys, I have no skills in editing. It's just all because of AI that I can do these magical things. Today's a new age for creativity. I'm super excited. So I just put that on there and then I had it up. And it speaks for itself. Yeah, but thanks. I appreciate the compliment. So it's, and when we talk about these kind of like elements as well, hey, it works with all these shippers, everything, Amazon, Walmart, etc. So I made sure that we had that. And then the call to action. I don't know if we have seen it yet, but check this out. It's coming soon. Okay. Because now I know. Works for me. Hope it helps. It's not downloaded. It's like, hey, it works for me. I hope it helps. I'm just being genuine here. I just want to give you a nice tip and boom. So so that's one of the other ads. I have some other examples if you want to look at them. It's not ads that I made, by the way. It's other ads. I'm not that narcissistic. and they're great, by the way. So those are other fantastic ad we could look at. But and I hope it helps everyone with the four pillars of ingredients. But that's how I see top performing ads. Whenever you have these four things in order, you're good to go for sure. And of course, the offer has to help too. Offers needs to be good.
Love it. Watch it. And I know we got some comments, so that's why I want to take a break. Five Live was like saying, what's a YouTube account where we can see these samples? We will post. All right, do I have permission, Ben, to just post some of the examples into the YouTube description as well?
Absolutely. Okay.
All right, I will post this in the YouTube description after we're done. And then we got some questions because people loved it. All right, I want to say hi. Kalpesh is here. Kevin, I have to say hi to Kevin because Kevin's the greatest guy. He'll email me out of the blue. Happy Valentine's Day. So Kevin, shout out to you. All right, let's get into, I'm going to break it down first about this, what you just said. Five Live says, what was the voiceover program you used?
Agen.
Agen.
Yeah, but here's the thing though. You have many voices, so you really have to take the time to listen to the ones that sound less robotic. And then afterwards, if you want to like double down, you go on your editing software. Me personally, I use CapCut, and there's like a filter voices you can play with. I use the megaphone, maybe like 30% strength, so it doesn't look like sound too. Sorry, it doesn't sound too much like a megaphone. That's what I yeah.
So do you just within CapCut, you just put in the text and then they'll say everything?
No, I download. Oh, I'm sweating. I download from Agen the video, and then afterwards I put it in Canva. I remove the video. I just keep the audio MP3 or wave whatever, and I just do the editing from there.
What's the website for Agen? I can't even find it after I Googled it.
H-A-Y-G-E-N.
H-A-Y.
Sorry, H-E-Y. Like, hey, hey, Jen.
Okay. Got it.
Agen.ai maybe, or agen.com.
Yep.
I'm not sure. Agen. Yeah, that's these guys.
There it is. Agen.
And I don't even have an affiliate link, by the way. I'm just genuinely helping them right now.
Yeah.
They're good. They're good. You have to pay for their service, but you can try for free too at first with some voices here and there. But if you really want the real deal for voices, you probably would like to take a monthly thing. You can cancel whenever you want, but very, very, very powerful.
So let's break this out. Ben, you use HeyGen to get the voiceover, and I'm sorry you guys can't hear it, but the voiceover, and then you use CapCut to edit all the stuff. Agen was just for the voice itself.
Yep. Correct. Yeah. Okay,
got it.
Agen was for the voice. And also I use Canva too. Sometimes there are some things that, especially for the graphic design, that I cannot do with CapCut. So these two are, and by the way, Canva is coming with so many AI tools nowadays. It's just crazy.
I love it. John said he made it. Good job, John. Love you for making it. I don't know why I said love you, but love from India. I was reading Kalbesh's message. Not that I don't love you, John, but thank you for making it. Okay, let me go through some of these questions for you. Lucas says, any metrics on which platforms convert the best for iOS apps using videos? TikTok, Instagram, YouTube?
I'm not sure I understand. Any metrics on which platform?
Which platform would you pick? TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube to start off with for video ads?
Well, honestly, I would. It really depends on what you offer. That's a tricky question, but I'll tell you. To be honest, I would say maybe Meta, because Meta regroups Facebook ads and Instagram ads. Still like the platform that's the most, more or less, most used. And that's where you get the more complete tools as well compared to TikTok or Google could work too. Don't get me wrong. If your app is like solving a problem that's already known, for example, and that people are already aware about, well, then you maybe want to go you on an app install campaign on Google, because it's super powerful. It's going to put your ads right away on YouTube automatically. Yep. And yeah, so maybe not a YouTube campaign, but a app install campaign on Google, 1000%. That would be
I'm
one
assuming
of these
that's what you did here too, because you put it on a YouTube. And I've seen, Ben, you correct me if I'm wrong, but when you're doing UGC, because it's such a black box in UGC, when you're doing UGC and UAC, Universal App Campaigns on Google, I've seen like vertical videos perform pretty well for other clients. And so, yeah, throw your reels, throw your TikTok videos onto Google ad platform. Mm-hmm. Because typically we've seen the textual ads, you know, the text-based ads, the headlines and descriptions get the most impressions. But the times where video and images beat it is when you have a vertical video like this too.
Yep. Yeah. And one thing that's really cool as well with Google campaigns, Google Ads campaign, and that's only strictly for app installs. You cannot have that with e-commerce somehow. But for app install campaign, you can see where you get placements. So am I getting my placements on YouTube, on display, or on search? And that really tells a lot. So because you can see, oh, okay, on display and on YouTube, my cost per acquisition is quite good on my creative. So that means something's going well there, and so on.
Yep. Yeah, Luca. So it really does depend, honestly. It's hard to say, but if you had to pick one, like Ben said, it would probably be Meta, and then, you know, try out other platforms, but it's worth testing.
Meta or Google, for sure.
Lucas says, how do you go about UGC? Do you just ask users or do you give them a template, a format like these hooks, and then you run them?
Yeah. If you want to go and hire creators or even get your users to make the videos for you, I would strongly suggest you to do a creative brief and give them examples. The example actually that in the videos, in the brief might be the most important thing, because from experience, sometimes they don't even read the brief. They just look at the example and they're like, yeah, okay, I'm just going to do that. So make sure that you have like a proper brief that suggests some hook that they could use, that could be very useful. What they need to talk about. And of course, the do's and the don't. There might be things your brand doesn't want to be associated with, or you want to make sure they don't talk about the competitors and so on. Make sure that's there. Great examples, and send it to your users.
It might be a good opportunity to talk about while we're on the topic of UGCs, Ben.
Yeah, let's go. So one way we were talking about video ads and so on, and we've been talking about UGC since the beginning. So just to make sure, UGC is user generated content. That's basically an ad you can make with your iPhone. That's kind of like what it is. There's many different definitions for that. And sometimes UGC can be made professionally, not necessarily from a client or a random person. It can be made from an influencer and so on. But the main traits with UGC is it doesn't look like an ad. It doesn't look like it's made from by professionals, even though it is sometimes. And now, how do you get UGCs? One of our listeners had a great way. You can ask your users as well. That's my favorite, probably, because they use your app, they know what's up, and they cannot be the best ambassadors, especially if they like it. So that's one way to go. Other than that, you can do it yourself as well. It's very easy, just like I did with the ad we seen previously. And you can go on platforms. There's many platforms that exist. And there's one here that I want to show you guys today, because we will run a little draw for everyone who is listening right now. It's called Showcase. Showcase is the platform that my friends in Quebec created. It's created by the InBeat agency. So InBeat is one of the biggest agency in UGC in probably the world right now. And I'm lucky enough to have the founder as a friend. And sometimes I help him with some stuff, and we're creating some ads for Showcase, and we're like, hey, we should maybe do a draw for the people for Friday. So here we are, everyone who's listening right now. This platform here, normally a video is about between $350 to $600. It depends. You get really good top performers there. The people who are on the platforms are all content creators who has proven records. And that's something that's very important, because you can use different other platforms, and sometimes you get some people, yeah, they'll charge you $60 for your video, but that's going to be what it's worth. You know, sometimes if you pay a little bit more, especially if you have an okay size advertising budget, you might want to go with someone with the proven records. And there it's cool. You can see the creator's background. You can see what kind of project they've been working on. And I know for a fact that many creators on the platform right now has worked with mobile app in the past, and including Bumble, for example. So for sure, that's something interesting. And anyone who wants to participate, I didn't think about the way to participate, but let's just say, add me on LinkedIn maybe and send me a message.
Ben, just leave a comment, not the live stream comment. Leave a comment in the video below, and then Ben will go through the comments and randomly pick out a winner, and then we'll give him a free video with Showcase. It is Showcase, but it's .se. Okay, spell it out, but it's put a dot before the S and E. Just spell out Showcase.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll do it that way. Cool. We got more questions. I'll go through a bit of these questions more, and then I do want to hit on the best campaign structure to start testing new creatives. All right, mm-hmm. Luca's the man. He's from Italy. All right, Luca, I might be coming to Italy this summer. Hey, do you think testing the ad as a normal video, like organic on TikTok, and monitoring the reaction is a good way of testing whether the ad will perform well when you actually pay for it? So testing on organic versus, and then testing as an ad later on.
Yeah, for sure. I've seen many clients in the past that sometimes they have a post that's organic that's just blowing up. Hey, let's use that post in campaigns right now. Absolutely. But let's keep something in mind, though, because what works in organically doesn't necessarily mean it's going to work for ads, because it depends always of the objective, right? But if your post is about your app itself, and it's like in a way not salesy, but it's got the goal to drive installs, for sure go ahead and do that. It's a good way to test for sure to see if it's
Yeah, we had one client where that's what we did, and it was working pretty well. It was the best performing creative. It was just one that worked well on organic, and it's been around for, it's a really old video too. So I like it. It's a good idea if you want to be cheaper and more testy. All right, Louise says, lately I've seen ads on Reels and Talk where the start satisfying video as a hook and then suddenly transitions to the actual advertisement. What do you think about that? I mean, that's... feels like that's what you did here with the whole shippity thing. It's like you started with something that's satisfying, right? That's engaging, and then led to more of an ad. What do you think, Ben?
I think what he's referring to, because I've seen these kind of ads sometimes, you know, you have like a video of someone cutting, for example, like some fruits or just some like a some weird stuff, and then boom, it has no and please, what's the name of the listener?
Louise,
maybe if we could answer me if you think that's what you think about. But yeah, exactly. Okay, that's what you thought. Yeah. So, like for example, someone who's watching from a plane window, you just see the clouds and stuff like that. It has no absolutely link with the actual app itself. It's just to catch the attention right away, and then they talk about the app. I've seen it work sometimes, but most of the time we've tried it, didn't work.
I see. Interesting.
It's just like to catch the attention, and then afterwards, okay, we were talking about that today, and it works sometimes, but sometimes it doesn't. Anytime I tried it, never worked.
Yeah. David has a question. Outside of the UGC, do you recommend to put the limited time offer, like a discount, after the onboarding paywall? If so, what do you do if Apple rejects the app because pushing paywall is forced to pay? So what you can do is what Headway does, which is just on the homepage, David. And just say, hey, here's your limited time offer homepage of your app for 50% off or whatever discount you want to put. And so you don't have to actually just pop up the big screen. You can just put a little banner or image that gives away a little gift, or like a little gift box. Some friend of mine put a little gift box that's hovering over the homepage of his app, and that moves and shakes. So it forces users to try to touch. That's another way of leveraging discounts during the onboarding. Okay, cool. Let's see how we're doing on time. Let's go through some of the questions. Yeah. This is what we're here for, right? Make sure people get through some of these questions. Nurek says, Steve, why ads running on Apple Search ads not getting impressions? I created multiple campaigns with different prices, $50 to $80 daily limit. Have you seen that, Ben? What is your take on this?
Yeah, I've seen it sometimes. Maybe if you don't have any impressions, sometimes your bidding is too low. That could be one possibility. At least for me in the past, that was always a problem. So I was like, hey, I want a cost per tap or a cost per install that is like $1 or $2. And then Apple's like, well, your competitors are bidding $4, so you're not going to get any impression. I would say that probably the problem here, unless you've been trying different campaigns with different bidding objectives and it still doesn't get any impression, then it might be something technical. But other than that, I would say your bidding is probably what is stopping you right now.
Yeah, I think so too. Next, try it as a really expensive bid, like a $10, $20 bid, and see what happens for a couple of days. Monitor it. The other ways I've seen it happen is like, and I know George said he's having the same problem, but I know George has a bit more ratings. If you don't have enough ratings, Apple wants to show ads that get really high tap through rates, because that's obviously how they make money, right? And this is the whole Google philosophy. They don't care how much you're actually bidding. If you have a high tap through rate, they make more money from you no matter what you bid. So think of, and what I was playing around with is getting apps to have more ratings to help that tap through rate a bit more. And so play around with some of the screenshots too. If you have a high bid and you're still not getting impressions, and maybe it's the keywords, and we're going to look at this app, but like make sure the targeted keywords are in your screenshots, are in your title, are in your subtitles, and Apple will weight you higher because you should get theoretically a higher tap through rate too. All right, Kalpesh says, is showing ads on social media or Google app install ads giving different audiences based on relevancy? Because I'm showing ads on Google app installs and getting feedback to try Meta ads.
Okay.
Are they different audiences, I guess? Google app installs versus social media.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you can. You do have cross audiences, but maybe the communication will hit them harder on a specific channel than the other. I would say so. I think you can find both audiences on both platforms. But what a good thing though with Google that makes it different, especially with mobile apps marketing, that is a big difference, is the placement, because Google has the Chrome store, right? So if you're running Android apps, you will see a very good cost per download maybe on the search campaigns, because it includes, for example, the people who are looking in the Google search, in the Google Play Store. So yep. very powerful. So different, maybe it's more or less the same audience, but it's still worth doing it on both platforms for sure, as long as as long as it makes sense, if you have a good cost per tap and so on and cost per install.
Agreed. All right. Daniel says, what's up, Daniel? How big of a budget should I have available as a newbie before jumping into ads? Like, are you talking $50 a day? What do you think, Ben?
Okay. How big of a budget should I have as a newbie before jumping into ads? I mean, there are no really good answer for that, but at least $20, $30 a day for a start is enough for you to get results. But it depends, because if your app is like in B2B, for example, you might not get a lot of traffic, but the one traffic you will get might make a big difference. But if you're like a normal app, I would say, and it's about volume and so on, 20, 30 days, dollars a day would, yeah. Because you want to see results. If you don't have enough data, you cannot know if it's going to work well. So yeah, for sure. 20, yeah. 30 would be a good start. 50, if you can, that's perfect. And if you see that you have a cost per tap too high, or a CTR, which is a click rate or click to tap, whatever, that's too low, well, then it's time to start something else, because these things are very important.
Yeah. And Daniel, every ad channel is different too, right? Like sometimes Facebook performs really well for other clients. Sometimes Apple search ads does. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's Google ads. Sometimes it's TikTok. So like, you know, I don't know what you think, Ben, but if you're just starting out, like pick a channel that you think is going to be the best and then go, right? Like,
yep.
And depending on, yeah, depending on your app's nature, pick a channel, and it could be Apple search ads, it could be Google, it could be Meta. Pick one and go. All right. Mm-hmm. Luca says, don't worry, Luca, keep the questions coming. That's what we're here for. Do you pay or compensate your users for creating UGC content?
Most of the time, I would say yes. That's what usually brands are doing. Sometimes, no. I have a friend who has an e-com company. It's not an app, but still the same kind of realities. And he has some clients sending him videos, and they're like, yeah, use it for us. And he's like, okay, I'll do it. But not paying someone would be normal. Yeah. Even though they are clients, you can give him some free stuff sometimes. And that's even cheaper than having a creator, for example. But normally I would do that for sure.
Yeah. Sometimes I ask, like, you know, sometimes I'll have people where I'll have clients be like, hey, we just did this. Would you mind creating a YouTube, like a testimonial for me? And they're willing to do that. And obviously I don't compensate mm-hmm. them, because I just help them with their app as well. And so it's a pretty cool quote. But Luca, like, yeah, sometimes you can. Sometimes you can give away swag. Sometimes you can just say, hey, here's a lifetime offer for you for free. You know, there are mm-hmm. ways around it if you don't want to compensate them, or you don't have the budget to compensate them as well. Because obviously they love your app, right? And so... Reepa says, and this is a great question, Ben, how is it possible to be profitable with ads if you charge $30 a year at 3% conversion rate and you get installs for less than $1.90, and I never see installs for less than a dollar? So if you need to, if he needs to get a dollar per install, then how do you profitably run ads then?
If you need to have a dollar per install, how do you get profitable? But you charge $30 a year, or maybe $30 a day?
No, it's a year. Here, I'll answer it, and then you jump in, okay?
Okay.
So, Reepa, there's two things you can do. Try to get that conversion rate higher. Okay, that's easy. Doesn't require. The other thing you can do is think about a high level at a, like, you know, there's this whole mixed model marketing, right? And I think about this. It's like, could you, because you invested, and this is where developers start losing, like, oh, I should, you invested a lot of money in developing app. And sometimes I work with people that have sunk like six figures into an app, and then they're like, oh, I have no more money. I didn't do anything. So you think of this as an investment, because what I've seen, Ben, is we have one client making, you know, almost 100 six figures a month, right? And they were not paying attention to ASO. So they were just running ads. So when you think about the investment, Reepa, it's like, could you lose in the beginning, and this is how I'm approaching it, right? I'm not just saying it because I believe it. I'm doing this with my own app. I'm actually like barely breaking even on Apple search ads, but I'm running it because I know in the future, in month six, when the organic rankings start kicking in, because my specialty and I know a lot about ASO, I know I can invest a little bit of money upfront to get the download velocity, to get the revenues, so that app with ASO, it'll start kicking in. So you have to think, you sunk in 100,000 without, which is building a product, and yet you're so afraid of sinking a little bit more money because ASO works better. And this client that was making six figures a month without ASO, we helped them. And now we made an extra $1,000 a week with just ASO because it came easier. Like, I know how to do ASO if you already have the downloads, if you already have the ratings, if you already have the revenues, ASO becomes a lot easier for me to do. And so think of that as an investment in the future. So even if you're a little bit making money, losing money, think of it as a broader pie. How much are you getting from organic? How much are you making, spending? And how much is it all helping the overall pie versus just looking at one channel and seeing if that channel is ROI positive? That was a long answer to a short question. What do you think? Anything you want to add, Ben?
No, I at first I didn't understand the question, but after reading it a few times, I get it now, and you're 100% right. Maybe one thing I would add is like having a cost per install under $1 is it's not super easy. Maybe you have to think about like as you were saying, you know, it's So, but other than that, you said it better than I could.
I love it. Okay, George says, should I post a UGC video on my app account or the creator account mentioning the app?
Hey, that's a good question. And you know what? I don't think there's a big difference between the two. I've tested both because you can do something with TikTok ads and also with Instagram ads. Nowadays, it's called like the partnership ads or Spark ads, whatever platform you're using. Instead of using your page or your app, is going to use a content creator's page. So it looks less like an ad. And even though logically it's like, it sounds like, well, that's just a no-brainer. I've tested it with both and I haven't seen a big difference in price per download. I would say try both.
Love it. Yeah, do both, and you could do collab, George, right? Like I always, when we're doing UGC content, we're like, hey, make sure you add us, like our app account, as a collaborator, and that way it helps. I'd say, look, it helps your reach, helps our reach, helps everybody. So
exactly. Okay.
And then since they're posting it, George, then you can do that as a Spark ad and the video will still show up as coming from their app. All right. Luke says, Ben, if I had $100 and 1 hour and zero experience running ads, what would you do to get app installs and paywall conversions?
Dude, I would go in the street and just force people to download my app. No, but jokes aside, if I had $100 in one, you just use Canva and upload it in Meta Ads. I guess that's what I would do.
Yeah, it's not much. Luke, I would just save the $100 and figure out other ways. Go buy lunch, go buy people lunch, or figure something else out. Yeah, I wouldn't figure that out. All right, Ben, we got some few questions. So if you have no questions, we'll keep going a little bit longer. Let's end with this before we go into the app audit side. Marcel says, hey, when you are testing various ad creatives at the metrics level, are you focused on impressions, CPCs, installs, and his, et cetera? I'll just move on. Installs, subscribers, what are you focusing on?
I love the questions. The question is, because I forgot to talk about that. Yeah, whenever you start a campaign, the first metrics you want to look at first, what I do is I look at the CTR and the cost per click, or aka the cost per tap. Because those, from experience, are the ones that are most likely, once it's there, once you see some numbers, it moves, but not that much. So if you see that your cost per tap, for example, is 90 cents, and you need to have, for example, just like our previous example, a cost per install for $1, well, you know, you might have to do something with the creative because it's going to be hard to get there. So I look at that first, and then afterwards, look at the downloads. But sometimes it takes a little bit of time. Of course, if you use iOS, you cannot lose that. You cannot look at downloads right away because there's the delay in data transfer with the SKAD and so on. So look at the CTR, cost per click. So if you have a high CTR, that means people are engaged with your ad. You're getting there. If you have a low cost per click, that also means people are engaged with your app. Mm-hmm. And then look at the downloads and give it a shot at first. If you have an okay cost per download, but you see that it keeps on decreasing, you're good to go. So start with that and then look at our subscription. If you event the event you choose in your ad campaign is subscription, look at that too. But CTR and cost per click, very important. CPM, I don't look at it that much, because when you create like for example a subscription campaigns, automatically your CPM technically will get higher than like a engagement campaign or so on. So that's a metric that it's a little bit different.
I like it. Okay. Hey, Ben, do you have a metric, like a percentage? If you're getting CTR for, let's use that example. Let's say you're getting a CTR for $2. What percentage of those clicks lead to an install? Do you have a rough number in your head? Is it like 50% of the clicks install?
Oh, you 30? Mean like the conversion rate once the
That really
depends. But normally, when you want to have a good CTR on your campaign, that will stay between like 1% and 4% most of the time. I would say that's like the normal type of. Okay. Sometimes you get higher, sometimes a little bit under. But does that answer your question?
Yeah, I think so. Because you're just trying to aim for 1% to 4% of the click-through rate. And then, you know, because, you know, even in Apple search ads, I came up with this crazy spreadsheet. But anyway, certain keywords will convert at 70%, whereas others that are a little bit less targeted will convert at 3%. And so I'm just trying to figure out, okay, you know, you said, hey, aim for, if you're getting a dollar cost per click, you know, you're never going to get a dollar cost per install.
Exactly. But
if you're getting $2 cost per click, right? Or like, let's say 50 cents, then you're close, because obviously if you just get 50% to install of the clicks to install, then you're close to that dollar. So I was trying to figure out the right way of asking you, what is the ideal cost per click, cost per touch?
And it varies. It varies so much, because it depends on the app. Say you have a free app, you want to make sure that your cost per install is, your cost per click is way under the dollar. That's for sure. Sometimes if you have an app that's more niche, and that's just like target specific people, yeah, maybe your cost per tap might stay in the $1 area, but try to stay under the $1. That's for sure. That would be my my tip, because above $1, it's hard to get the profitability at some point sometimes.
Okay, so try to get the cost per click under a dollar. Is that what you said?
I would say try that, but again, I've seen many campaigns with the higher cost per click, 1.15, that's working like crazy. So it depends.
Yeah, I was thinking about you helping us with a client of ours, right? And I won't name the client, but you know, we were seeing a pretty high cost per click. But then I was like, well, if you can get a cost per click, and that's the early indicator of, let's say, $4, and our cost per acquisition is $8, then we're in the right range, right? Like, we're going to hit our numbers. So that's why I was trying to figure out if there's a math formula behind getting the ideal cost per click to essentially a cost per install in the beginning. Okay, cool. Well, let's move on to the app audit side of the show. And Ben, how are you doing on time? Can we go a little bit over?
We're good. We're all right. Good in Hollywood.
All right, brother. All right, let's start with some dad jokes then. All right, my friend, you want to go first or do you want me to go first?
I can go first. I'm pretty sure this one has been said before, but I'll take a chance anyway.
Hold on. Let me see. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. When does a joke becomes a dad jokes?
When?
When it becomes apparent.
All right. I love it. What are we playing for? Play for drinks or are we playing for a UGC video? What are we
playing for? Let's play for a UGC video.
All right. Ben, my friend asked me, because we're an international client, pool of audience, I wanted to tell something different. Ben, my friend asked me, what's the best part about living in Switzerland? I said, I don't know, but the flag is a big plus. There you go.
That's true.
That is true. That's on the nose. All right. If you want us to take a look at your app in a future live stream, all you got to do is go to appmasters.com/audit, appmasters.com/audit. And just like Ben does coaching on his website, on our audit too, if you need coaching on one-on-one session with me, you can find that using that same link. So definitely, he's been helping us with a lot of our clients too. When I've had Facebook questions, he's been helping us a lot about that. So check out Ben's website at performancemarketing.academy, performancemarketing.academy. If you can say Benoit, but Ben worked.
What you have?
All right, let's help Parth out. Parth says, here's his app. He says, although we're achieving a good ranking in Asia, our downloads in Western countries such as US, UK, and Canada are only about 10 to 20 downloads per day. I'm wondering how we can improve our ranking in these countries since our competitors seem to be doing pretty darn well there. So I have the US App Store listing right here. Ben, you want to start off? What do you think?
Well, I mean, regarding like ranking and stuff like that, I'm not super expert, but I would say maybe if I'm not aware of your situation right now, but are you doing, if you're not doing any social ads, I think that's something that I would probably try, because your offer seems to be something that people are not aware that it exists. It's the kind of like in that kind of like a zone, I would say. It's something that I would see, like you see that on social media, on TikTok or Facebook, you're like, oh wow, that's not like you could like start with a hook, James Bond hook or something like that, like, hey, I've got this thing hidden and talking very fast here, but I would say try maybe social ads, because that feel like that kind of app is something that would work well with social ads. They're not aware yet that this thing exists, or maybe they are, but they haven't thought about it. So what do you think, Steve?
Yeah, I mean, so if he's doing well in Asia, great job. I think that you can leverage that. I love the social ads too, because like I said, if I can work with an ASO client with your rankings, it's way better if they already have one revenues and are running social ads, right? Paid marketing, because it becomes a lot easier. And that's where we've seen our clients' ASO efforts go, like keyword rankings, everything goes up really fast, a lot faster. I can show you results a lot faster if you do that. So here's what I would do, is I'm assuming your primary keyword is private photo vault, something like that. I use AppFollow. They're not a sponsor. I just love their tool so much that I keep talking about them. And I'm on the free plan, by the way. So I put on the thing and you see the number one. So you can always click the icon on the number one. But what I like to do, Ben, is try to find something that's a little bit different. So like these all have tens of thousands, but this one has just 2,000. So that's interesting. This one only has 600. And so this is where I'm like, they might be doing some black hat strategies. Maybe they are, maybe not. But maybe these guys know something about ASO that I don't. So I'll click the little eye icon on these guys. And what I'm trying to say is, if you're only getting 10 to 20 downloads a day, stop going after the most competitive keywords right here. Right? Like try to find something that's a little bit less competitive. So secret calculator, hidden photo vault, private photo vault, hidden calculator, photo locker. So these might be better keywords to go after. Hide private photos and videos, right? Picture vault. Even this, sometimes non-English keywords work well on Apple search ads. So this gives me ideas. It's a great way to do keyword research. And then you can put it into, you can pay for AppFollow to get the difficulty scores. Or another trick, if you don't want to pay for a tool, the difficulty scores that I like are AppRadar. You will have to pay them. But if you don't want to pay them, all you can do is like try to find a keyword that is like calculator lock, which is what you're going after. This keyword, for example, or even app hider, but I will do this. So I will go in here. Let's see if they're ranking well for this term. Sometimes app follow does fail me. All right. I will put in what I'm looking for is all the search results of calculator lock, and then which apps. Are there a lot of apps with a lot of rankings running with that keyword in the title and subtitle? Right. So they are number one for this one. Great. Great find there. Yeah. And then just start building up. So you're number one right here. That's awesome. Then just start building up the downloads and then start going after more competitive keywords as you start ranking for that. So this is brilliant. See, they found a great keyword. Sorry to blow your spot up. But yeah, just try more. Then level up, right? Get those 30 search volume traffic keywords first and then start leveling up from there. Going a little bit higher one at a time. Oh, there you go. So this is what I do. Calculator lock for those, not Proth. See, you can see it has a decent amount of traffic, but not a lot of people using it. That gives me a good indication that knowing all I know about ASO, I can probably get it to rank pretty well. And they've been able to do it and just start leveling up from there. Okay, cool. Anything you want to add, Ben?
No, I think that's
one vote. How dare you guys? We've been like hard at work. Ben put all this effort in. We only got one vote. Jeez Louise. Okay, round two. We better get more votes. Maybe they hated both our jokes. All right.
Maybe.
So Ben, you win that one. Maybe. Maybe they hated both our jokes. But come on, let's get some more. Otherwise, I will not answer any of your questions. How about that? Okay. Good. Daniel. Oh, okay. They hate me now. They're like, all right, Steve. All right, let's go to round two. We'll go officially round two. All right, Marcel, you're the round two cutoff. All right, Ben, you want to go first? Or you want me to go first?
You go first this time.
Okay. Hey, Ben, did you know that Spider-Man has a winter jacket made entirely of Mediterranean flatbread? It's called Pita Paca.
Oh, my God.
Parker. Okay.
All right. Wow. Oh, yeah. I love it. That's a little Spider-Man joke. Well, I've got a good one for you, okay. Steve. So the other day I was walking in the street. I was seeing some people play. And I don't know why, but it's very strange because I was wondering why the ball was getting bigger. Mm-hmm. And then it hit me.
I like it. All right. It just caught up on me. It just hit me, too. I go right in the face.
Why is it getting bigger?
All right, come on, more joke, more vote, please. B, especially from you, Luca. All right, B or S? If you thought Ben's joke was better, put B. My joke was better, put S. Maybe I didn't give you guys the score mechanism, but it's not looking good for me, Ben. I think I owe you a UGC video. All right, Sammy says he's got this app. It helped me with organic installs. He says, all right. Sorry, Ben. I should have done more like Facebook ad stuff for you. But definitely, these do work for Facebook ads, Meta ads, right? One of our clients is an app like this that has been running a lot of Facebook ads and stuff, and it works really well for them. But I'll lead off, Ben, because it's our organic stuff. Build for the outcome. Like, I know there's another app called Ask AI, and this app is like, in, I think, open beta right now, which doesn't look like it right here, but when I saw in the app store, it was open beta. So when you're building a chatbot or a ChatGPT type of app, build for the outcome, essay writer, paragraph writer, whatever writer, right? And do some ASO research right here, like I just did, doing the same strategy. So just hit rewind on that and build for the outcome. Because guess what? You're not going to compete with Ask AI, which is Wonder. They're one of the biggest app publishers out there. And so you're never going to beat them for that term, and you call in to Ask AI, you're going to fail, right? These guys are the biggest publishers, one of the biggest, you know, subscription-based apps out there, these guys. So definitely, we are working with these guys too, but definitely avoid going after the same terms that these guys are. They will go aggressive because they can, and when we're working with an app like this, we can be aggressive with our ASO efforts and go after high traffic keywords. If you're just starting out, you got to be like calculator lock. Find something that nobody else is paying attention to, and that is building for the outcome. And Kalpish says, I have an essay writing app. Good job, Kalpish. Nice. Yep. Okay. I want to cover this. So you did win the second round. B-B-B-S-B-S. So I lost 4-2. All right, Ben, I owe you a UGC and a drink. How about that? All right, my friend.
That sounds good.
I want to get into this, and let's end with this. The best campaign structure to start testing these new ad creatives?
Best campaign structure. Yeah, this one I don't want to say a tricky one because, it really depends. And for me, for example, I'm a big fan of app install campaign. At first, let's say you start from scratch. You're on Meta ads and the algorithm has no data at all. So if you do that, I would probably start. And of course, you have an MMP that's all set up and so on. I would start with app install campaign because the way it works with advertising platforms, they need events. If they don't have events, the algorithm cannot aim anywhere. So if you don't know how many subscriptions you might likely get or so on, the more closer to the final conversion, the less events you get. So if you start from scratch, you want to give the algorithm as much as possible data. So I would start with app install campaigns maybe, and then move up to subscription-based campaign. And you can test both in the same times as well. So that when it comes to objective campaign. Now, in your app install campaign, what I suggest you to test at first, right away, very simple, it's audiences and creatives. That's it. I wouldn't lose my time doing anything else. Those are the two things that are the most, I feel, important to test. And it's very easy. You know, you create, like, for example, one campaign Advantage Plus on Meta with automated targeting, and then you upload two different creatives, and then you use the two same different creatives for a different audience, maybe a broadened audience with no targeting tools at all, targeting details at all. That could be something, the best structure for sure. And when it comes to budget, again, there's no right answer for that. But I would say if you don't have at least $500 to test in a few weeks, it might not be enough for you to get data and know what's up for sure. But one thing, if you like, hey, my hat is $2 per tap and I'm going to let it run at the end until the end of $500, maybe it's going to change. That's not probably not going to change. So you want to act quick, but also you don't want to jump to conclusion too early. It's like the sweet spot of things. $500, I think, is like this more or less number. What do you think? Oops.
I like it. I'll just repeat whatever I was saying because I was muted. I like it. You're the expert on this. So I follow your lead on this. The when you're testing out these different audiences, they're two different ad groups in the same campaign or different campaigns?
Depends. If it's an Advantage Plus audience, for example, because of the technicalities of things, you cannot have one campaign. It has to be like two campaigns. It's a bit annoying, but yep. Normally I would suggest to keep it under one campaign if possible. But if you run iOS and Android, you have no choice anyway to have like two different campaigns at first. But yeah,
I love it. And then, how often should you be testing out new creatives?
All the time, baby.
We try to do once a week. But do you have a cadence that you like?
I would say it depends of the budget, but once a week, once every 2 weeks, it's very, very good. And that's why it's important to try to have a lean content production flow, because that helps you test more and more. So as you were saying, Steve, sometimes just some little videos you're gonna cut and upload might just work better than the ad you spent 4 hours thinking about. So yeah, once a week, I would say, but maybe once every 2 weeks. I know some people that just leave it like that and they let it roll for a little bit because they don't have like a social presence and so on. But yeah, once every week, once every 2 weeks.
Okay. Let's get into the last questions that we got, Ben. I love it. The Nibliz says, do you have any examples of the little promo gift right here? I've got lots of examples. This is Headway. Let me move this. So you can see super long onboarding and then customization, paywall, and then here's the little gift for you. And every open set can open. They go free gift for you. That if you hit open, it goes right here. So they're pretty aggressive, which I love, by the way. And it's working out for them. So this is the 50% offer, the gift example. Okay. Lucas says, hey, both. Is it necessary to set up Facebook SDK to report ads results back to Meta? Or can you simply run it without it?
I hate tracking great questions because I'm never 1000% sure, but I think you do.
Yeah, you do, Lucas. If you want Facebook to be intelligent, right, Ben? You one of the things we worked on together, Ben and I worked on it. And I was like, Ben, is this good? And he's like, yes, this is good, Steve. And you know, he added more stuff. It's like this UA toolkit that we're trying to put together. But essentially, if you want Facebook to look for more people that are likely to install your app, you definitely need the Facebook SDK. Now, if you don't have it, I have figured out a hack to do it, to run Facebook ads without having the SDK. But again, Facebook is then aiming for the click, not the install. So you might not get high installs when it comes to that too. All right, cool. And we can, Five Live says, can you please cover how to leverage app analytics shown in Apple and Android? Yeah, Five Live, like I do have a video about certain things, but let me know what you want. And I'm happy to do that. I definitely have realized, Ben, like not a lot of people know about all the things you can do with an App Store Connect and all the things that if you don't have a Facebook SDK, like what can you do without it? Mm-hmm. I'm beginning to realize that, but let me know, Five Live, like what things you want to see. And then that way I can start creating that video as well. Nurek says, Steve, contact you, brother. Okay, good. Wait for launch of my last app. All right, I'll be here, bro. All right. And then let's see. I think we're good. All right. I got some other. How are you in time? You want to go quickly through these? Fire? Okay.
I'm not on a rush. Not on a rush.
All right, I am then. You can stay. I'm going to go. All right, Ben.
Let's do it. 3 hours marathon.
Oh, yeah, that's what you wanted to do. All right, Focus says, I have an AI image generative app. Any tips to market? Should I come up with a strategy after releasing or before? Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Easy I have one. An AI image generative. Any tips for market? Should I come up with strategy after releasing or before? Well, I mean, regarding the strategy, I would say probably before, but... any tips for market? I don't know in terms of like, because it's a big question. When it comes to creatives, though, if we stick to that and maybe ads, I would say, again, try social platforms for sure. Maybe more than Google because your app is like visual is very important. So social ads platform would work very well. The other thing I would do is for you would be very easy. You know, like for your content for your ad would be just simply like showing what kind of image transformation it does and so on. And we've seen these kind of ads already. So what I would do is look at the competitor's ad, maybe see how you can maybe slightly more original than them and also appropriate content for your launch. So yeah, I don't know if it answers the question, but yeah.
Yeah, it does. I like it. Definitely before. All right. And then we got this. How do you conduct creative analysis? How do you determine top performers?
I love that question. Go on TikTok ads library. This really is fantastic. You can do a lot of things there. And that's what I like to watch up. Watch out. Let's keep something in mind. It's not every advertiser who uses TikTok. And it's also not every advertiser who allow their ads to be shown on the library, but still you have a lot of ads. So what I like here is you can select and none out of the other platforms offer something like that. So that's really cool. There's also tools that exist that can help you do some things. But if we start with that, on TikTok ads library, you can see a little filter where you can choose app install campaigns and objective right there. Yes. App installed. Boom. So you know for sure you're watching ads about people who are looking for either app installs or subscriptions. So you know for sure that those kind of ads work. And it's TikTok who is officially showing that. So it's no like third party thinking, I think this one's converts better. No, they know what converts better and they show it right there. Mm. Best place to watch for starting a brainstorm session. Doesn't mean you will necessarily have your answer right there, but it's very, very easy to find inspiration there. The other thing you could do as well, what I can suggest you is go see your competitors' ads on Facebook ads library and Google ads library as well. Everyone knows that. And if you didn't, it's great. You can see every ads running on every pages. But the thing that people don't know or maybe don't do yet, what I like to do is I filter I keep only the active app, the ads that are active. And I go scroll down and I see which one is the oldest. So let's say you have an ad that's been running for 8 months. I know for a fact that if it's been running for 8 months, this is a top performer. So I'm going to take some notes and see why this thing is working. And if it's your competitor, chances are you could probably find great ideas from that.
Yep. I love it. I know everybody picks on Calm, so I'm going to pick on Calm too. But this is what Ben was talking about. So I have Calm. I search for it. You can even click on Calm right here. And then he's just talking about going into scrolling all the way down. And then if it's still active as far down as you possibly can, if it's still active, you know it's probably performing pretty well for them. Like it's an old ad that's still going. And what I like about TikTok is they'll tell you the click-through rates, which is insane. Yes. Versus Facebook, you don't get that type of data. You just see the ads. So you have to do Ben's trick of scrolling all the way down and finding the ad that's still running but launched a long time ago. Yeah, so that's the way to do it there. Love it, Ben. All right. The Daniel said, hey, can you remind me how to do it again? So if you want a free UGC through Showcase, again, it's Showcase, but put a dot between the CA and SE, Showcase, and I will link that up into the YouTube description. All you got to do is leave a comment. This doesn't count. The things that you guys have been talking about up here to the right of this video, you have to leave it on the actual video so that Ben can see it. Because these comments where you're joining live, go away after a while. The comments that you leave on the YouTube video itself will stay forever. And that way Ben can go in and just comment there. And Ben, should we ask them to comment something? Like what was your favorite tip? How about that? Of what Ben and I just talked about, what was your favorite tip? And then we'll pick a random person. So you can't just say hi. You gotta say, hey, I love this part. And that way you know, we'll pick a random winner off of that and we'll reach out to you through YouTube or something else.
I love it.
So make sure you put your real name in there because it's going to be hard to find you. But we'll find your YouTube profile and then reach out to you that way. Cool. All right. And if you want to work with Ben, like I'm working with Ben, go check out Performance Marketing. Performance Marketing, one word, .academy. Performance Marketing, .academy. It's got a lot of great coaching programs, the basics, the advanced, whether it's Google, Meta, UGCs. And he's been a great help in helping me kind of learn more about the Meta game, the Meta ad stuff. And I've been saying, Ben, take a look at this ad campaign structure. Is this correct? Am I doing this right? Anything I can be doing better? And he's provided great insights in helping me with our clients as well. So that is performancemarketing.academy, performancemarketing.academy.
Ben, but you guys are good though. You guys are good. So it's not that complicated. You guys are already top notch.
Yeah, I love it. Okay. And then Focus says, how much would it cost to get a consultancy with AppMasters? There's a pricing tab. Go to the audit page. It's not that hard, bro. So go check it out, Focus. There's some links on my website. I don't make it hard. I failed you if it makes it that hard. We have a 1 hour thing if you just go to appmasters.com/audit as well. And I'll make it easier for you. How about that, Focus? All right, Ben, if the audience wants to connect with you in any other way, do you want to send them anywhere else besides performancemarketing.academy?
LinkedIn. Yeah.
LinkedIn.
Or you know what? If you're using MetaQuest, if you like game online with MetaQuest, go add Lord Farquaad QC. I play Breachers and I play mini golf. But other than that, LinkedIn might be probably the best.
Mini golf? Best All right, choice. Dude. I'm going to add you then.
That oh, is you have awesome. One as well? I never asked. I no way.
All right. So Five Live says, great job, gents. Very informative. Learned a lot. Daniel says, thanks. Louise, thank you. And then Luca as well. All right, guys. Next week, we're going to stick with this Facebook ads topic. We've got David, who's been doing UA for some consultancies. He's a freelancer as well. And he's going to talk all about Facebook ads. How do you structure it? All the intricacies of the SDK in there as well, and the disconnect between product and UA, user acquisition. And so I'm super excited to have him on. David, what's his last name? You didn't even put it on here, but we'll have it in the show notes. But join us every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific live on YouTube, and the podcast audio version goes up every Monday thereafter. All right. Yes, it is a 6-month wait if you want a free in there. Daniel says, oops, MetaQuest invite coming. Focus, the free consultancy is this web stuff that we just did. And so that's the audit for the free stuff that typically has a few months wait. So Daniel's got an invite there. All right, that's it, man. I don't know. I can keep going. We want to go anymore. Ben, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Thanks again for the invite. It was super fun. The hour went very, very fast.
Yeah, really did. Great stuff. Thank you. Sorry, go ahead.
I was just about to say thanks, everyone, for voting for my jokes as well.
Yeah, you did win that. All right, guys, I'll see you guys next Friday. Have a great weekend. Bye.
Tired of overpaying for App Store optimization? Get unlimited ASO and app marketing support to increase your keyword rankings, downloads, and more importantly, your revenue. Learn more at asomasters.com.
Thanks for listening to the App Masters podcast. For show notes and amazing app marketing content, check out appmasters.co.